Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound. What do we do now? It's from a bird out of
my. This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's book.
Well, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rank Bull Apparel. And I got to tell you, we are fired up here on a Monday morning / afternoon. I see that Kat Johnson is just loving our little promo we do for her there in the morning. And, hey, you know what? If the shoe fits, darling, that's all I'm going to say. So we're glad to have you here this morning, and, looking forward to a great show. Did anybody get to see the the final rounds of the PBR from St. Louis there on Versus last night? Hopefully you did. I've got some comments. I got some questions or some comments I'm going to talk about for that. I will tell you that I did get an opportunity to see the ride with Big Tex and Sean Willingham. I'm going to let you know what I think about that here coming up in the show. We'll let you know, too, that we had some news that came across here this morning. I was actually watching the morning news and caught that there was a bull that actually jumped into the stands. We're going to let you know where that was and what we found out about that deal. So, there's a lot to talk about. And, of course, we're always looking to take your questions or comments. 646-915-9940 if you want to jump on board. Got to say congratulations to Miss Kat Johnson for her book actually making it in the top five bestsellers. And I got to tell you, pretty impressive. I have not read it yet, but I'm kind of eager now. I the whole pig and string thing has got me going. So, but we do have a lot to talk about, and I want to get your opinions on some things. This is where you guys can really voice your opinions. Tell me what you guys thought about the overall performance there in St. Louis. I know that we talked last night on our Back on the Ranch show about some of the issues that you guys felt were inappropriate, in regards to J.P. Mooney and some of the things that the cameras had caught him doing, inventing. And we can talk a little bit more about that if you would like. If not, we'll move right along. I'm telling you, this is your show. This show is for you. And let's kick things off here on a Monday. I'm telling you, as the we're getting some of our Making Eight Maniacs on board here. Of course, we've got Miss Emily, as always. We've got a few guests lined up in there. I want to let you all know that if you guys are not tuned in, if you guys are not registered with BuckersNow.com, get over there and build yourself a profile. It doesn't cost you a thing, and it's well worth it. Trust me. But I got to say a big old shout-out to Mr. Marty Hill, the Ohio Bullfighter. And let's see. That was actually pretty entertaining there watching that video. And I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. It did make some news this morning right here in my hometown. So we'll let you know more a little bit about it when we get back from our break. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Monday afternoon. Let's fire it up. Mark Chestnut, how about it?
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and the show is Monday. Oh,
cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com and Rank Bull Apparel. And I'm watching some of the comments coming in here in the chat room here during our break. I got to let you know that I'm just as confused as you are on why there was only three judges' scores posted and registered. I mean, you know, apparently, you know, that does go through, and, you know, it's the same thing with the fantasy points and things like that. There were only three judges' scores that were posted. And I do have a hard time with that. I mean, maybe because the other judge, this is the only thing that I can come up with logically, was that the other judge saw the hip, so did not register a score with him, knowing that he was going to automatically give him a re-ride. The only question was that why did he have to go back and actually review? You know, he actually had to go back and push the button in order to get a review. And, you know, we're talking about Brendan Clark, obviously, but, yeah, I absolutely think that, something that hurt us all in that deal, because we do have fantasy points. So I would say write a letter or post something there in the fantasy, deal. I believe that there's a forum page there where you can post some questions about it. I was pretty upset about that deal as well, because I did have Big Tech, I'm a gangster picked in there, so he did obviously hurt me with those points. And it does hurt giving that bull those scores going towards the finals. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't think anyone benefited from that deal at all. But I will tell you that now we did see some comments coming in here as well. Let me just try to scroll on back here and catch what's been going on. Oh, that's right. Amazing Race. Did you guys get an opportunity to see the Amazing Race last night? How about Cord and Jed McCoy? I mean, coming back from last place they were sitting and finishing third. And just like the comment was there in the chat room, that those guys actually outran a team, you know, a couple, in order to take third place. And that's impressive. So how about those guys there? You know, you got to tip your hat to those guys. And, of course, we're going to continue to watch them. They're definitely in for another week. We know that, you know. But we'll just have to stay tuned. Let's talk a little bit more about the PBR. Now, like I said, this weekend I was really impressed with a lot of things that happened. And then, you know, I got to thinking some of the things and going back and watching some of the things, especially the highlights this morning. I was pretty disappointed. I think that first off, Sean Willingham should have scored higher than 88.5 points that he did on Big Tex. I think that bull bucked a whole lot harder, was a whole lot stronger, didn't drift out from the buck and shoots, was right there at the latch pretty much. You know, he was a very hard bull to ride, and I don't think Sean Willingham got the credit for making that ride and making those adjustments like he needed to in order to make that qualified ride. I just don't think that 88.5 points did him any justice on that. But I will tell you, you got to tip your hat to Guilherme Marchi for getting the job done. But how about some of these other guys? You know, Shane Proctor, Sean Willingham, you know, those guys really rode out throughout the entire weekend. I was really impressed with that. Chris Shivers had a really good week. You know, and it came down to him and Brendan, which was pretty entertaining there. There was kind of a little bit of rivalry going there. Chris Shivers obviously got a pick right before Brendan. There was only two bulls left, and it was Yellow Jacket Jr. and I'm a Gangster. And, of course, you know, that, I mean, Chris Shivers come out and he's like, you know what, I'm not going to do Brendan any favors. I'm taking, you know, Yellow Jacket Jr. Turned out he got bucked off of him anyways. But, it was pretty impressive. And then Brendan steps up to the plate and says, you know, well, I guess Chris is just scared to ride him. So there was a little bit of rivalry things going on there. But how about Austin Meyer? You know, rode real solid all weekend long. Was real impressed to see him. How about 90 points on Cooper Tires Wild and Out? I was really impressed to see that as well. I think that these guys really hung in there and did a fine job all weekend. Cody Lostro had a good weekend. It was good to see him ride. You know, I was just really pleased with how the St. Louis deal overall, how the Cowboys really stepped up. There were just a whole lot of great rides coming out of St. Louis. And I know that they're getting ready to head to Chicago this next weekend. I do know, last I heard, that if I could get the names right here. Well, I know that Ben Jones and I know that Paul Lima are questionable for that event. Obviously, Paul Lima took a shot, had a concussion, and Ben Jones with his rib injuries. You know, I do think that, you know, I think they should take off a week, you know, especially Ben Jones, man, dealing with those ribs and going back and watching him ride. Now, I'll tell you what, that cowboy did. He sucked it up there Saturday night in the short round and made one heck of a bull ride on a bull that I wasn't expecting him to be able to cover. And watching the highlights from it, you see, I mean, he's obviously in pain, but, I mean, he bared down and cowboyed up and got the job done. So you got to tip your hat to him. I have not heard, like I said, just in the sense that I do know that he is questionable for this week. But I think he'll be all right. I think he'll be all right. I see that some of you guys had Brendan picked in your fantasy picks. Now, I went with Luke Snyder. Did not do me very good at all. Caleb Sanderson had a rough week as well. But I think that they're going to be able to step up, and I think that we're going to see those guys bounce back. Will it happen in Chicago? Only time will tell. We'll have to stay tuned this week to Versus and see what we can come up with. But I sure hope so. I mean, both those guys, I think, are really due for a good week. I do believe, yeah, I see the comment coming in from Miss Christie, and thank you for that. You know, the interview that Ben Jones did have with Leah, I would assume that he may be back. I really think that there's a good possibility of that. I see that the issue with the helmets. Most definitely. You know, I agree with you, but it's hard. I know because I was riding without a helmet for, you know, most of my career. You know, actually, I would say that, you know, 98% of the time that I rode without a helmet. I went to a face mask and took it off, too. I didn't like it. You know, it wasn't comfortable for me. And it's just one of those things. yeah, I see that the comment there that they're killing you fans out here. And I do understand, but it is a rough sport. It is. I mean, there's just not much we can do about it other than the fact that we can say our prayers and believe that these guys are going to come out of it okay each and every time. You know, is it going to happen? More than likely not, unfortunately. That's the name of this game, though. It's a dangerous sport. That's all you can say. Let's see. What else we got coming up on the news wire here? Oh, let's talk about this deal. I got like I said earlier at the beginning of our show, I did see that Williamston, North Carolina, there was an event there, and I believe it was a full rodeo. I do not believe it was just a bull ride, but I did see some familiar faces there. But to my understanding, this bull cut out, and I actually watched a video of it, and it's pretty intense to see this bull just coming over, kind of making a beeline for the stands and jump right up into it. There were some injuries, although they do appear to be minor. I know that there was a husband and wife that were in their 60s that were there watching the event on the front row. The husband, obviously, you know, looking out for his wife, pushed his wife down, and, you know, they both injured their legs, I believe. But they do appear to be all right. And you know what they said, though, was that they were not going to stop going out to rodeos because of this. You know, that this was one thing that they wanted to be reassure the fans that don't let this be a distraction, you know. And I thought that was pretty impressive just watching them as they spoke out. But, yeah, it can happen. It has happened, and I'm sure that this will not be the last time that it happens. Now, I will tell you this, though. I believe that bull was actually crossbred with Mexican. I believe that he actually had some Mexican bloodlines in him. Now, I will tell you this. Those Mexican bulls are a different breed, and it does make it very difficult, and that potential is very, very much a reality when you're talking about that type of breed of bull. I, for one, have seen Mexican bulls just tear the ever-living snot out of back fins that have tore up alleyways trying to load these bulls. They are rank. They are nasty. And I for one, believe that that bull actually had some Mexican bred into him. You could tell by the way his horns were kind of designed, and he's got more of a longer, like a lower profile. He's got smaller legs, kind of a longer body. So, you know, I for one, would think that this could very well be at least, like I said, I don't think he was a full-blood Mexican. He was definitely not a full-blood Mexican. But I believe that he was bred with Mexican. And so, you know, when you're dealing with a bull like that, it absolutely has the potential to get pretty nasty. And sure enough, I mean, it proved there in North Carolina that this bull jumped up there. But fortunately, everybody is going to come out of it all right. I believe that the association did step up and offer, you know, this couple, you know, assistance with their medical bills and things like that. So, you know, I for one think that, you know, that the association did well with it as well. So, I'm trying to read some of the comments coming in there. I'm trying to catch up with what Marty is actually posting about out there. You're going to have to fill me in more on details. See, you know, there's a little bit of a delay, so what you guys are posting in the chat room are actually a little bit of behind what I'm saying. So as I'm moving on, I'm kind of losing track of where you guys are in the conversation. So please, somebody fill me in. You know, and that's another good comment that I see in there, Christy, about the weather. you know, and I know that there's been some pretty bad weather out there. I know that we've got some of our Buckeye fans up there. Not only do we have Marty, but we have Alicia in there, and I want to say a big old howdy to you guys as well. But I know that there's some rank weather up your way. Now, I will tell you this, though. It's 83 degrees down here today, so I'm going to kind of rub it in. This is Florida weather at its best. Nice breeze blowing out there. Got to love this Florida weather. Sun's shining. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of make you jealous there. But I see that the comment coming in there with Miss Helen back posting in there, the Bullstock Media did a great job with the pictures on LEC this weekend. I will agree with you. I think that they did an absolute outstanding job with that. And some of the bullfighter pictures were really well. How about Jesse when we saw – on Saturday night, we saw Ben Jones go down. How about Jesse stepping in there and just standing right on top of, of Ben? That, to me, is what a bullfighter should do week in and week out. You know, Cowboy is not able to get up there and get to his feet. That bullfighter is willing to step in there. That gives me a lot of respect for that bullfighter. And watching Shorty take some of the bulls by the horns, yeah, it's always fun to watch. It's entertaining, and that's, you ask Rob Smets, when you have an opportunity to make a show, you make a show. And that's why they called him the Kamikaze, because that's exactly what he did. And, it most definitely, it's what it's all about right there. It looks like fires all around the panhandle I'm seeing. I must be a little bit behind, because I haven't even seen that. It hasn't even made the news down here in our neck of the woods. What panhandle is it that you're talking about? Because I think panhandle, I'm talking about Florida there, Christy. Let me know what you got going on there. Let's see. I see that Marty's comment in there. The bull does look like a crossbred, and I just looking at the length of the body and everything, looking at his horns that, they kind of go straight out in front. Looks like he's got that Mexican look to him. I just think that, after seeing those bulls and being around them, I've been around Ross Hill for a while, and he raises a lot of Mexicans. I just have, he just really stood out to me to be, to be across. So, let's see. What else? Oh, the panhandle of Texas. Oh, yeah, wildfires out that way. Well, we'll certainly keep those folks out there in our prayers. We get these panhandles mixed up, panhandles coming in from Texas. I'm not used to all this, We got fans from, everywhere, and actually I see that we actually lost our European bull riding group out there. Not sure where they're at. Hopefully they're still tuning in, but they're not in the chat room, and that's kind of disappointing to see out here. I don't know what happened with it, and hopefully we didn't offend them where they jumped off there, but most definitely. Speak of the devil, there they are, our European bull riders back in the house, and we sure do appreciate you guys tuning in as well. Like I said, it's all about giving you guys shout-outs. Love hearing from you guys. Love hearing your opinions on certain things. Like I said, this show is set up for you guys. And because it is, we've actually extended, and obviously we made the announcement last night that we're actually going to do Monday through Friday now on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, unless we're going out to an event, unless we've got some other type of broadcast that we're going to be bringing you on a Friday night. We will be doing the Lunch Hour Rodeo show, so you guys can stay tuned to that all week long at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Let's see. I see it. Miss Kat Johnson's making a comment there about being in Texas, and I know you'll be there in just a couple weeks, and I know you're looking forward to that, and we want pictures of that tattoo. Come on, girl, let's buck. So looking forward to that one. What else we got to talk about here on a Monday afternoon? Hopefully you guys are kicking off the work week just right. Like I said, we had some great PBR action this weekend from St. Louis. You know what? We got to talk a little bit about Zebra as well. And, you know, Zebra is out there. They're still putting on some pretty good events. I was watching. They've actually got one coming up here in Florida this next weekend, and I'm not sure if we're going to be out to it or not. We'll just have to wait and see. But we might. We might just be out there. I don't have anything booked right now for you, those of you that are actually asking about when our next event is going to be, but I can tell you that we're going to get one done here pretty quick. We've got some things that we're looking forward to, but, man, I'm telling you, we've just been working so hard, been trying to put together this deal for this benefit bull ride coming up for the for Brooke Coates' family. And so that's been kind of a big focus that we've been on. I haven't been out pushing to try to get out to another event here, and trying to put them together in a week or 2 weeks' time is just real rough. Unless we've got somebody that's willing to come back behind us and say, hey, look, we're going to fund it, get it done. You know, it just makes it really tough on us. Now, we can put things together in a week or 2 weeks' notice, but, you know, it really is. We've got the option to be at several events. It's just a matter of pushing to get the sponsors on board and to get things lined up. And, it, you know, with that, it's just so much work. So, we, you know, like I said, it's not a big deal for us right now. We're kind of pleased, although I would love to be out at some of these events and doing more Zebra events and putting on some of these MBR events or whatever the case may be. We want to get out there and start broadcasting these bull rides because I know how much you fans enjoy hanging out with us, and we love bringing it to you. I mean, we really do. You guys make this show part of it for us. You know, for myself personally, who's sitting behind this computer watching everything go on here at the arena and to being able to communicate with you guys, it really makes the show and makes me feel like we're doing the right things by having you guys on board with us. So, you know, we've got some in the works. We've got several that we're looking at. We've been talking with, but I'm not going out to push to get sponsors on board to put something together in 2 weeks. You know, we have really utilized a lot of resources in order to put together this first month and a half that we've been out on the road, but we're not done. We're not done. We're trying to get with these associations and bring in their sponsors to help fund, you know, what it's going to take for us to be out there. And really, in the grand scheme of things, you know, I'm going to let you know right up front, PBR and what they've done for their broadcast, CBR, what they've done for their productions for online video streaming, they've been forking over dollars left and right, and they're losing money hand over fist. When you guys can see exactly what we've done and enjoy it as much as you guys have for what we've done and at the cost that we've done it for, you know. That's what it's all about. And I see Marty said that we're going to have to wait till he gets better and then come see him and do a show. Hey, we'd love to make it up there that way there, compadre. You just have to let us know who's putting the event on, and we'll try to get something lined up and rolling. And you know what? We've actually been known to put Ross Hill behind the microphone, so it wouldn't be anything for us to put Mr. Marty Hill behind the microphone and let you talk with the fans during the event in between rides and kind of give us an update on who's doing what. So I see that our European bull riders are saying that they've actually got 10 riders lined up for the Making 8 rodeo team, and that is awesome. We're still working on putting some things together for that there, amigo. Just bear with us, okay? I promise you we're going to get some things lined up for you guys. You know, we want your support overseas, and we're going to do what we can to get it done. So, yes, absolutely, Marty, if you guys are talking to these producers out there, please let them know about Making 8 and the potential for them to have their event broadcasted and streamed live on the Internet. It's archived, and we can definitely go back and have a great time with it. You know, the interaction that we provide for you guys, the live event center on BuckersNow.com, I think is going to be something that you guys are going to be able to grow with. And I'm going to tell you right now, bottom line is this. You go back and do the research. When did the PBR first do their printable day sheets? The week after we did it in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So don't tell me for 1 second that there are not eyes out here watching what we're doing and agreeing that what we're doing is good for you, the fans. We're going to bring it to you. We're going to continue to bring it to you, and I'm proud to be the first ones to bring it to you. That is what it's all about right there. You know, we absolutely need to, you know, to continue to do the right things and set the example. And if it means that the PBR is going to follow suit, hey, we're all about it because we know that you fans are going to be the ones that benefit. And I'm not able to go back and actually watch that video right now, but I promise you I'm going to. And I'm trying to read some of my comments that are coming in right now. I'm getting some Facebook comments and whatnot. So we're about halfway in our show there, fans, and I think we're going to take another short break. Let me catch up on some emails and see what's going on in the world of rodeo and bull riding today. So with that being said, want to remind you, don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin' 8, your official voice of BuckersNow.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots delivered night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Dock and boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather tight. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clowns? I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, Kevin!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Stay smart. Stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight. And, wow, I will have to tell you, I did see that video there of Mr. Marty taking a hook in there. That's catching the back of your backside right there. I mean, that is horning in on your business for sure. And way to step in there and take a shot right there. Gotta love it, man. I don't envy you bullfighters one bit. Y'all can have that job. I'm more than happy to sit back. I'll try to ride them all day long, but sit out there for 40 bulls or so and try to get out there in the mix of it and mess with the front end. Now y'all can keep it. So anyhow, moving right along here, we got we got about 25 minutes left in our show. I don't have any cowboy logic for you for the day, so if you guys have some, throw it out here to me. I'll be happy to take it. If you want to jump on here and give us a call, 646-915-9940 is the number, and we'll be happy to sit back with you. Working on getting some guests lined up for this week, and I think we may have some good ones here lined up. It's just a matter of getting them all worked out, so... Like I said, with me losing my contacts, business is almost shut down, and I hate it. Oh, I hate it. Drove me nuts all weekend long just not having those contacts like I'd like to have. But it is what it is, and we'll get them built back up there for sure. Let's see. Oh, you know what? There was a bucking bull fraternity that happened in Stevensville, Texas at the 4C Ranch this weekend as well. And I believe that Miss Alicia was down there. I know that her bulls she actually had some bulls or were a part of owning some of the bulls that were actually in the fraternity. Was hoping to catch some word from her, but of course, those Buckeye girls, it's hard to get them out of bed early enough to get on the phone and give you a call. So that's right, Miss Alicia, I'm giving you a hard time. But hopefully we'll find out how your bulls did. And I do know that Exclusive Genetics was a big part of that bucking bull fraternity, and they did post some of the results there. So you guys can get over to exclusivegenetics.com if you want to find out more about those bulls. What else do we got? Well, shoot, I'm just trying to kill 20 minutes here. Y'all got to give me some good conversation topics here. You know, it can't be all about me. I want to go off of what you guys are talking about. We want to sit back and, talk with you guys. Find out what you guys think. I'm hesitant about whether or not to start voicing my opinions on certain things, but I might just start doing it. I had some things this weekend watching the PBR, and I don't want you guys to get the wrong impression, but I'll be honest with you, I think I have the niche as to why the Brazilians are doing so strong. And I will tell you that. I see that Miss Alicia says there, come on, give us the information on the bucking bull fraternity. We want to know about it. But, I want you guys to understand that these are just my opinions, that I'm only expressing what I believe, from my experiences being around the rodeos, being around being a bull rider myself, and just looking at some of the things that are going on there. I honestly believe I know why that the Brazilians are doing so well. And I want you guys, I'm just going to tell you this. Go back and look at all the highlight reels from PBR.TV and pull up all the American bulls or all the American bull riders and all the Brazilian bull riders and kind of separate them. Go through and view them differently. But I will tell you this, you take one American bull rider, you take one Brazilian bull rider, and look at them on the same bull. Go through some of the archives and look at them on the same bull and watch how they buck. And then come back and talk with me. That's going to be your homework for the week, and we'll talk about it all week long. But I honestly believe. I've reviewed the tapes. I went back and watched them in slow motion. I went back and watched the footage that's on PBR.TV. And it's right there for you fans to see as well. But just go back and take a look at it. And I think that you might find the answer. But that's my challenge to you guys this week, is to go back, look at some of those footages on PBR.TV. And if you have questions or if you have comments about what you're seeing there, feel free to get a hold of me anytime, Facebook, Twitter. Give me a phone call. Hopefully I won't lose your number. But, you know, really. And, you know, I'll be happy to explain to you my side of things. I'm not going to say it on the air. But that's your homework for the week, is just go back. I challenge you to go back and find the same bull. Go back and search that bull. Then look at an American rider and a Brazilian rider. And just watch them. Just watch them closely. Watch that bull. Nope, you're never out of school when it comes to life there, Jens, and that's exactly what it is, you know. Oh, I see the comment coming in there from Miss Cat. You know, you're absolutely right. You're 100% absolutely right. But I think I think some of you guys will see what I'm talking about. And, you know, but that's my key as to what's making these Brazilians so strong in the running. There's a reason behind it. And if you guys can get it and you guys want to discuss the topic, I'm more than happy to discuss it. I'm just voicing my opinions from what I am seeing as an experienced bull rider. You know, that's it. Nothing more than that. And I hope that you guys won't take offense to it, but it's just what I'm seeing as a fact, you know, in my eyes. Maybe one of you guys can kind of change my view of it, but it's going to be hard. But I went back and I've actually looked at it. I've actually went back and looked at how the bulls buck when there's an American riding them and there's a Brazilian riding them. And it's not just the rope, but it's just the mentality and what they are, you know, who they are that is actually doing it. But go back and watch it, and I think you might be surprised. It's definitely interesting. I have tried that, Jens. I was actually working on that. I was trying to build back my contacts so I could go back and save them to my computer, and lo and behold, my phone crashed again. It's a virus. It was a Facebook virus. So I had to disable Facebook on my mobile applications for my smartphone because it ain't that smart. It ain't smart enough to handle it. But somehow there was a virus that corrupted it. So when I went in, it actually took everything and splat erased it. And so I'm devastated. Yeah, lost all my contacts. Not a good thing, especially when you're in the business that I am. But I've got a lot of them traced out on notes everywhere. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But I can assure you one thing, that we will bounce back from it. But anyhow, like I said, that's I'm waiting on Marty's comment to finish coming through. Doesn't look like, dude, you got, oh, Verizon. Oh, I was thinking, I was looking at Vision or Version. Maybe I need to go back to school too. No, I do not have Verizon. I've actually got Sprint. And Sprint's been pretty good. But, yeah, I don't think I can actually get a written report or a written contact thing. I really should. I should try to back up with them, because it's pretty imperative that I have the contacts that I have, especially when it's, you know, such big-name people like Miss Kat Johnson and one of our biggest fans, Miss Emily, you know, really. No, Marty, I see your comment posted there in the chat room. It wasn't your spelling. It was my reading, believe me. That's all it was. I was trying to read too fast and see what's going on. You know, I don't multitask too well. So when I'm trying to talk and read, it doesn't work out very well at all. You know what? Have you guys seen Jay Lay out on Twitter? Wow. You know, I haven't. I've seen him pop in and out, but I'm waiting for him to pop in here on our show. Hopefully we can get him on board here, because I missed the guy. I mean, how cool is it to see Jay Lay? I haven't seen him in a while, and hopefully he's doing well. Jay Lay, if you're listening to our Lunch Hour Rodeo show, I've got to tell you, we miss you, buddy. And hopefully you're doing well, man. Hopefully we'll see you back here real soon. And if you're mad at me for not calling you, it's because I lost my contacts. Oh, I see. Yeah, I see that Miss Kat Johnson posted that out there, that I can go back and actually capture that. I might just have to do that. But I'm telling you, Marty, don't worry about it. It wasn't you and your spelling. It was me and my reading. That's all I'm saying. So don't feel bad, buddy. I see your comment there, Miss Emily. Yeah, J-Lay just kind of dropped off the face of the earth. He went on a cruise right before Christmas, and that was the last I heard from him, really. But I do hope that he's doing well and that 2011 is being very good to him, probably keeping him busy, I would say. So, like I said, I'm going to go back to it just because it gives me something to talk about. We were talking a lot about it yesterday. About the fact that these guys so emotionally charged when they get off a bull that they were seen, and some of them we have a lot of respect for. We really like a lot, J.B. Mooney being one of them. Apparently this weekend there were some issues with that. Some of the fans were not happy. And I can agree with you. I can certainly say that it's not something that we want to see as one of our favorite bull riders back there throwing a fit, you know. But I will tell you that I blame the PBR personally. I think that they should take those cameras off those guys and allow them the opportunity to express themselves so that way they can turn around and go back and sign autographs for you guys in an hour or so after the event, you know, and be more clear-minded. But they've got to have a place to vent. They've got to have somewhere to go. And one thing that Mrs. Macon 8, who I got to apologize to, because she was trying to call in the show last night, and I didn't bring her in because she was just getting off work, and she had worked all weekend, and I said, you know what, she probably doesn't have a whole lot to talk about when it comes to bull riding, so I wasn't going to bring her on the show. So I got in trouble last night when I got off the air. But I will tell you this, that she did bring up a good point with that, in the sense that, you know, we were talking about the NFR, the NFL, and those players in the locker rooms after a real emotional game or real close game. And I will tell you this, she brought up a very good point that, you know, those NFL players are getting paid to not do that. You know, they're getting paid week in and week out. Whether they have a good game, bad game, whether they win, whether they lose, doesn't matter. But the bull riders don't. So, you know, JB could have been so broke going into St. Louis and had to nickel and dime his way there just to help cover the cost. You know, and then to not win anything, yeah, you're going to be emotional about it. Fact. You know, can't change it, can't do anything about it. So, like I said, that was just a point that Mrs. Macon 8 brought up to me. I thought it was a good point, you know, and I wanted to share it with you guys. You know, it's just, like I said, I blame PBR. I don't blame these bull riders for being able to express themselves, because I understand being in the situation as a bull rider, you know, how close you come to actually making that whistle and then not having it. Yeah, you're going to be upset, and it's understandable. It's absolutely understandable. So in my book. But, hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy with an opinion, right? And like I said, we'll leave it at that. We'll kind of wash it under the rug. If it comes back up again, we'll certainly talk about it. But I do see that as well, Miss Kat. That's another great point that that Green Bay actually got a penalty during the Super Bowl for too much festivities over a good play. And you know, we want to see that stuff, though. We want to see that stuff. You know, now. You know, when it happens in the arena, just like it would happen on the field, just like with the NFL, when it happened on the field, there were absolutely fines and penalties. When a bull rider does it in the arena, he's subject to those fines and penalties, just like the NFL is. Now, with the excessive celebrating and that type of deal, well, you know, we all love the Ben Jones dance, you know, the Ben Jones boogie. We all love, you know, Ryan Dirt Eater's arrow shot. We love the celebrations that go on. We love Renato's backflips, you know. So we're going to continue to have those, and those guys shouldn't be penalized for it. Just like, you know, the guys that are walking back behind the chutes when the camera is on them, you know, that's at the leisure of the PBR. They're the ones that are keeping those cameras on them. You got to let those guys get out of that way and go express themselves. If they're not doing it in the arena, I say let them do what they need to do. So that's just my opinion on it. Like I said, I'm just one guy with an opinion. Hopefully you guys, you know, are understanding that as well, though. And hopefully it's a little bit more enlightening and we can kind of take it in stride. Well, Kat, I see your comment in there. Like I said, once again, it's an emotionally charged thing. You know, he at least waited. It wasn't something that he did in the arena. You guys remember when Renato was slopping around like a fish when he got bucked off? How inappropriate was that? How goofy was that? You know, when he got bucked off, that he would flop around like a fish in the middle of the arena. That's a tantrum, you know. That is a temper tantrum, and that, to me, was inappropriate. But Casey Hayes, same way, throwing his face mask at a bull. 100%, you find the guy, you know. It's just one of those things that happen, you know. You can't dictate what is public when you've got so many cameras and you've got and that's one thing that working in NASCAR that they've told me as well. You know, you have to understand that cameras are potentially or eyes are potentially on you at all times in that arena, out of that arena, in the locker room, doesn't matter. It's one of those things that, you know, we have to take into consideration. It, you know, these young guys do not understand, because the PBR, they're still growing into it. They don't have the knowledge to sit back and tell these guys in these director meetings, listen, you will or will not do this, or you will be subject to fines, you know. And the minute they do, I'm going to tell you right now that the riders are going to get so fed up with the amount of rules and regulations that they're just going to quit going, because it's no longer fun for them. It's more of a work. It's more of a job. And bull riding shouldn't be that way. You can't go into the sport looking at it as a job. You have to go into it looking at it as being something that you love to do. And if somebody's going to throw that kind of rules at you, you know, it's one of those deals. Now, I did see that. Now, Kat, here's the other thing, too. That was absolutely the network's fault, yes. You cannot put, and I knew it was going to happen. You know, I've known these bull riders for a long, long time, and I will tell you this, that when you get them outside of that public view, that you're going to see that type of stuff happen. You cannot escape it, you know. These guys are going to get frustrated, they're going to get angry, and they're going to use it, and they're not going to pay attention to who's mic'd up. And you don't have them walking around with a little flag that says I'm on it with a microphone, you know. I can agree with you there, Kat. If you felt like it was inappropriate there that they did that right there, you know, it's one of those things. I did not visually see it. I don't know exactly how far he was outside the bucking chutes or outside of the arena when he started, but I know that the cameras were on him, and I know that, to me, you can't put those cameras on him when they go back out. When that gate opens and they walk through it, hey, they're back behind the bucking chutes, you know, or they're back in their own reality right there. When they're inside the actual arena, that's where they're under the public eye, and that's where it should be held, you know. But like I said, it's just my opinion on it. I think it's going to wrap up our show here for the day. But it, like I said, once again, it's some great conversation. And I truly enjoy your opinions on this thing. I really do. I think that it makes for a great show. And it allows, because, you know, you can't tell me that the PBR does not go back and listen to what we're saying or watch what we're doing right here with Making Eight. So maybe this is a way for you guys to express your opinions on this deal and be that voice that can be heard. I certainly hope so. the potential is always there. That's why we're streaming it out here on the internet for you, the fans, but also for people that might want to see what's going on with the fans' opinions on this. So, it absolutely is important that you guys do that. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Whether we have differences of opinions on it or not, I do appreciate your comments and your concerns about these issues. So, hey, I'll tell you what, Christy, you strap on the gloves and we'll go to town. We'll put it in the arena. I'm good with that. So, I'll challenge any one of you guys. Come on, let's do it. Well, any one of you ladies, anyways. We'll make it a fun show there, just as long as we get to broadcast it on Making 8, right? But, really, listen, guys, I do enjoy having each one of you guys express your concerns, and it means a lot to me that you guys are able to voice your opinions right here on Making 8. If you're frustrated about something, let's talk about it. This is where we can actually talk about it, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You know, not going to take a risk of having somebody come down on me, because guess what? It doesn't matter what I say, you know. Oh, now you're going to change your mind and say not literally, huh, Christy? That's all right. We'll keep it in mind. Anyways, it's going to wrap up our show here for the day. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget your homework there, Making 8 Maniacs. I challenge you. Hey, if you get some time, go back and watch these bulls. Go back and search by the bulls, and go back and watch these bulls that really buck, and you know buck on a consistent basis. Watch them with an American bull rider. Watch them with a Brazilian bull rider. Tell me what you see different, and then we'll talk about it. So, anyways, make sure to tune in tomorrow. They're Making 8 Maniacs when we're back here for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.